Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Modo Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Modo Casino, the only app worth your time.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details.
Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino, America's social casino.
All right, massive breaking news. This may be the most disgusting display of cowardice I have seen in my 22 years on this planet. And I know that's not long, but holy shit, what just happened in Paris is so egregiously offensive that I can make an hour-long video breaking it down, but I'm going to wrap it up in a nice 8 or 9 minute video explaining how the U.S. may be completely abandoning Ukraine soon. Remember, Trump said he would end this war on day one, and Marco Rubio in Paris was just talking to reporters and said, "Nobody promised we'd end this war in 12 hours. No one ever said that. It's more complicated." So as Russia takes more and more of Ukraine's land, kills more and more citizens, all under the guise of Trump's peace deal, the Trump admin now just has no clue what to do. So I want to break this all down. I find this to be incredibly, incredibly important. And let's just start here. Rubio says Trump admin may soon, quote, move on from Ukraine-Russia peace efforts. Quote, "It's not our war." Now, here's the funny part. Nothing about this is funny, but the ironic part is, after Trump spent a year claiming he would end this war on day one, he got into office and his first peace proposal was just Biden's plan from 2 years ago. Biden had already pitched the exact same plan regarding delayed NATO membership, and Trump, throughout all of this, got tricked. Now, a lot of people think that Trump is colluding with Putin and wants Ukraine to be a part of Russia. I lean towards the side that Trump actually wants the war to end to secure his legacy, but he just doesn't care if it's at the cost of Ukraine. He wants to secure his legacy as this peace president, and he is a malignant narcissist, which has been demonstrated time and time again. I got this email saying, "Adam, your narcissism theory is weak. Trump is clearly being paid off by Putin." And if you're going to say that my narcissism theory is weak, then you don't know who Trump is. And if you're going to say that Trump is being paid off by Putin, please demonstrate that with some sort of receipts, or else it's an intuition or a conspiracy theory, right? So Trump is a malignant narcissist who is attracted to Putin's power. And because of that, he lets Putin effing roll him time and time again. I mean, I explained this in my Jubilee debate. Watch this quick clip. It's worth it.
Can I debunk the idea that Biden was less strong on Russia? Russia was frozen out of the global order for the past 3 years. Nobody would talk or meet with Vladimir Putin. Vladimir Putin was literally like pushed out. They were shunning him.
Yes.
Trump has already brought him back into the fold. And what has he gotten? Trump has gotten tricked by Putin. Trump stopped sharing intelligence, U.S. intelligence with Ukraine. You remember that happening a few days ago, right?
Keep going.
Right when Trump stopped sharing U.S. intelligence with Ukraine. Say yes, that happened, right?
Keep going.
Just say yes, that happened.
No, but just keep going. I'm trying to hear you out here because I have something I want to say.
Putin took advantage of that opportunity to push forward. He literally made Trump look like an idiot. Trump stopped intelligence sharing. Putin took advantage of that. Off the back of that, he killed hundreds of Ukrainians. So the idea that Putin is negotiating in good faith is dumb. The idea that we should have a cordial relationship with Putin, who his entire existence is antithetical to the West, to our ideals. Putin's to his very core. Like, if you did surgery and looked into this guy's heart, he's just anti-Western.
Look at the way Zelensky came into the Oval Office. One, this is something that I kind of take to heart. He comes in and he's not even wearing a suit. He's not coming in showing respect to these individuals. He's making jokes.
Does it equally bother you when Elon Musk leads a cabinet meeting with a baseball cap on and like a meme t-shirt that says like, "I am become meme," whatever the hell it said? Does that bother you equally? He's leading a cabinet meeting?
Elon Musk is not the,
governor,
or a president of a nation.
But you just said that it's disrespectful when someone doesn't wear a suit in the Oval.
Absolutely insane thinking from these Trump supporters. And by the way, everything I was saying there is totally true and kept happening after this shoot happened, after we did this recording in LA. Russia continued to seize thousands of homes. And Russia continued to do strikes, killing 35 people, killing more than 35 people. Trump is delusional. And that brings us to what we learned from Marco Rubio today.
Well, I'm not going to tell you what the framework says, because when you start negotiating these things through the media and so forth, they fall apart. And it's a broad framework. It's a framework that gets us into a position to see, look, there are going to be differences. There's no one saying this can be done in 12 hours. But we want to see how far apart it is and whether those differences can even be narrowed, if it's even possible to get movement within the period of time we have in mind. And so we've talked about outlines of both sides. I thought we had positive meetings yesterday. Obviously, the Ukrainians have to go back home. They have to run it by their president. They have to take into account, you know, their views on all of this. And we hope to hear back from them very soon. But we need to figure out here now within a matter of days whether this is doable in the short term. Because if it's not, then I think we're just going to move on.
He said if it's not doable in the short term, he thinks they're going to have to move on. There is so much wrong here, but let's just start off with the beginning when he says he can't talk about the peace plan, but they do have a broad plan. Dude, you're giving it away right there. By a broad plan, you mean the EU has to drop sanctions on Russia. The US will have to drop sanctions on Russia, basically bailing Russia and their economy out, all while giving zero security guarantees to Ukraine. That's their broad strategy, by the way. You don't even have to leak it to the media. We can see what you guys are doing. There is no strategy at all. But what he says at the end there is extra disgusting. But what he says at the end there is extra disgusting. Marco Rubio is saying that they have to move on because Trump and his team are impatient. They have no clue what they're doing and they are surrendering. And let me just say, that is not strength. That is not putting America first and being strong on the world stage. That is being a weak little bitch. In every sense of the word, you are being so incredibly weak. I know many of you have seen this clip of me, but when I talked to a Trump supporter about a year ago on Ukraine, I very concisely laid out why it's important we fund them, and this is what happened. What do you think about the funding of Ukraine?
No, I don't think that should happen.
Why not?
Because we need to take care of America first.
I'd make the argument that funding Ukraine is exactly how we put America first, because a lot of people think we're sending cash bags, but we're sending old military equipment, right? And after we send that military equipment, we get to create new American jobs to restock and repile that.
That's a good point.
On top of
that,
do you think Vladimir Putin's our enemy?
Not really.
Really? Why not?
Because I think he's trying to run his own country. And he's not, I don't think he is a threat to America.
It's okay that he's running his own country, but the problem is when he starts to invade other countries next to him. So we should protect our allies, essentially, right?
I agree. So that's like us trying to invade Canada.
And that wouldn't be okay. Right. Yeah, what U.S. president would float the idea of invading Canada? Oh, wait. This was filmed a year ago, by the way, before any of this Canada stuff happened. So to piece my argument together, we're creating new American jobs, and in the process, we get to protect an ally, a sovereign country, Ukraine, from, I think Vladimir Putin is a dictator. He's a threat. He's not a good guy. So I think we're protecting America's interests. I think this is exactly how we put America first, right? Can you see that point of view?
That is a very good point. That's a good point. You've educated me a lot. I appreciate that.
Awesome. And we're both coming from the same point of view of putting America first.
Right.
How can we put America first on the world stage? And sometimes it scares me when they say, we put America first by letting Vladimir Putin do what he wants. That doesn't make sense.
Right. How old are you?
21.
You're very wise for your age.
I know you guys have seen that clip before if you've been following my channel for a while. Drop a like for this guy for being open-minded. I mean, to be honest, I'm sure he's reverted back to the Trump stance or the pro-Russia stance. But overall, when you talk to people and explain them the return on investment, explain to them why it's important that we protect our ally, they understand it. But right now, Trump is helping Putin rewrite history, rewrite the map of Europe, and rewrite what's going on a day-to-day basis. So Putin is currently gaining more territory day by day. He's currently grabbing more land and killing civilians, and Trump literally has his eyes closed and is helping Putin sweep this under the rug because Trump is saying both sides need to come to the table. I'm sorry, but is Ukraine the one right now on an offensive in Russia? I mean, to be fair, I know they've done that before in order to gain leverage, doing an offensive and grabbing territory in Russia, but are they the ones bombing and trying to grab territory? No, Russia is the one that is launching this invasion unilaterally, and Trump doesn't seem to understand this whatsoever. So now that authoritarianism is on the rise globally, the U.S. is saying it might move on, which is a betrayal of every single commitment we've made to our allies. Remember, China is eyeing Taiwan to see right now, are we going to be able to take this without the U.S. interfering? And right now it seems like, yes, the U.S. is full of cowards, or at least our leaders are. But we have people like you every single day helping tune in and boost this message. So I appreciate that, and we'll see you all in the next one. Peace out.
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.